Wouldn't it be great to have your own small business, right? And when you have that small business, don't you need that support of a big business? Well, let Verizon help champion your small business dream, whether you own a small business or you're scaling one, or maybe even just starting one from scratch. You need Verizon Small Business Days. That's right. From April 22nd through April 28th, you can partner with Verizon business experts for small business support. Paul, what does that mean? It means you can receive a free tech check with one-on-one meetings with a Verizon business expert. Plus, they'll give you personalized advice, solutions that are specific to your small business needs. And you know why? Because Verizon has your back. So don't miss out. Book an appointment today. Just call 1-800-483-4428 or go to verizon.com/small business. Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday Savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of cleaning power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in the store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower. Now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What does last looks even mean? Are there different types of amnesia? And the truth all about Deadwood. It's all happening on Last Looks. Last Looks!
Last Looks! Hold up, we're not done. Gotta call Paul and see what is up.
Hello, everybody. I just want to say I love you. I love you so much that I would give you plastic surgery to look like the person I am legally married to convince you that they are them just so we could live together, because that is romance, goddammit. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the show. I'm your host, Paul Scheer, a.k.a. Tall John, and this is How Did This Get Made? Last Looks, where you get to voice your issues on Shattered, which was last week's movie with Tom Berenger and a beautifully New York-accented Bob Hoskins. Plus, Jason and I are going to chat about all the stuff we're currently into. We have a special guest this week, which is Rob Hubel. Plus, we're going to reveal next week's movie because, of course, that's what we do here. And as always, I am going to try to solve your problem on Paul's help line. But first, a big shout out to Dan from Rochester with our very first Last Looks theme song. Dan, way to go for turning that around. You've impressed me. I love a Last Look song. You killed it. Thank you, Dan from Rochester. We love songs. We want more songs. So write them, make them, send them in. And be as good as Dan from Rochester, but keep them short. 15 to 20 seconds is best. Send to howdidthisgetmade@earwolf.com. Let's get into it. I know we talk about movies, but there are bigger things out in the world. You've got problems. Let me solve them. It is time for the Paul Helpline. Francis Day, take it away.
There is a man. His name is Tall John Scheer. And though he may have tried to make out with his own mother, he gives excellent advice. He's not Oprah, he's not Dr. Phil, and I gave the wrong phone number the first time I did this song. Here's the remix.
All right, let's get into it. Eric in Los Angeles.
Hey, Paul. Eric Dove here, born and raised in Portage, Indiana. But for the last a little over a decade, I've lived in Los Angeles working professionally. I worked in the grip department, the electrical department, and now I'm a DIT in camera department. But I wanted to say how much I love the name Last Looks. As soon as I saw it, it was renamed on the title, I was super excited. And I just wanted to give a little context for what Last Looks means. Last Looks, I think, is specifically like for makeup. It's something that the assistant director who kind of runs the show and keeps everything tight and on time will communicate to the makeup artist to go in, makeup and hair, to go in and make sure that the actors look perfect, their hair and makeup and clothes and wardrobe are all perfect. But it's something that puts all of the crew on alert, because everybody kind of does a last little check to make sure that the lighting's right or that the camera's right and all the things are set, that and everyone's prepared, because as soon as we hear action, everyone is like silent and meditative and they just go. Anyway, just wanted to jump in and say that. Yeah, love you so much. Bye.
Yes. Thank you, Eric, for explaining the title of the show. Something I should have done last week when we first did this, but it just totally slipped my mind. And I also assumed that maybe everybody knew it. And you're right. It's actually a very inside baseball term. And I'm glad that you could artfully explain it and probably more succinctly than I could. So thank you, Eric, in Los Angeles. Now let's go to Elise in Boston.
Hi, Paul. I'm Elise calling from Boston. Well, long time listener, first time caller. And I am currently a understudy in a show. And it's been really fun, but also really hard, because I don't really know how to deal with the fact that I was not good enough to get the actual part. What advice do you have for this? The show's coming up, and it's really exciting, but also really sad, because I probably won't actually get to perform. Any advice would be great. Thank you so much. Bye.
Elise, two things for you. Number one, they like you enough to have you around and they trust you to nail the part. Maybe it's an experience thing. You are good enough. You've beat out so many people. If you're getting understudy parts, you are going to get a part. It is going to happen. It's going to move up. The other thing is this. You didn't have to say yes. You did say yes. Feel great about that decision. You wanted to be there. You are going to have the time of your life there. You are an important part of this entire machine. And without you, it couldn't run that effectively. You are essentially the life vest. Okay? When the ship goes down, they need you. But you are a part of it because they can't leave shore without you. You're amazing. You're going to do great. Keep your eyes on your own paper. Don't worry about where everybody else is or what they're doing. You got a job. Do it the best. You never know when you're going to be called in to just knock it out of the park. All right. If you need some advice or second opinions about my advice, I mean, look, I'm open to that. Give me a call at 619-PAUL-ASK. That's 619-PAUL-ASK. And I like that they weren't just parenting questions. We get a lot of parenting questions. I love parenting questions, but I also know people out there that have different things. I want to settle your bets. I want you to tell me that that was bad advice. I want you to give me advice. You're a parent. Maybe you have something. You're in a relationship. Give me something. I'll see. reverse advice show. Call and give me advice. Oh, my God. All right. Anyway, 619-PAUL-ASK. That is the Paul Helpline. And we'll be right back with your questions and comments and concerns about Shattered. I recently went to the Telluride Comedy Festival, and I was sick and tired of staying in the same kind of cookie-cutter places, and I went on Airbnb, and I found a perfect spot for me and the family. We had an amazing time because we felt like home. Then I realized, wait a second, what if I could give that feeling to someone else? Yes! That's the best part. When you're away, your home could be an Airbnb. That's right. Many people host on Airbnb, but there are people who have never thought about it or didn't even realize that their space could be an Airbnb. Hosting can easily fit into your lifestyle, and you can make someone feel great and make a little bit of money too, because we all need a little bit of money. And maybe your talent or your gift to the world is having a killer place. So if you have a home, but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Want to connect with a family member who doesn't speak your language? Then check out the language learning program Rosetta Stone on desktop or as an app. Rosetta Stone is designed to immerse you in the language you're learning through an intuitive process.
Plus, the True Accent feature even gives you feedback on your pronunciation. And with a lifetime membership, you have access to all 25 offered languages. Get started today. Visit rosettastone.com/pod50 to get 50% off your lifetime membership now. That's rosettastone.com/pod50 for 50% off.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. In fact, Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/podcastfree. All lowercase, shopify.com/podcastfree, shopify.com/podcastfree.
All right, last week we talked at length about the 1991 film Shattered. I know a few of you watched like a 2002 version and were very disturbed. I apologize. That was not on us. We were very clear which Shattered it was. You got to do a little bit of research. Anyway, we had questions. All right, we might have even missed a few things. And now it is your chance to come in, you set us straight, you fact check us, if you will. It is time for corrections and omissions. Tyler Mann. Oh man, Tyler Mann. You are, get ready, because right now, if you don't know Tyler Mann, this is the moment you can say you first heard Tyler Mann. Tyler Mann, take it away with your corrections and omissions theme.
Correct. Omit. Correct. Omit. Correct. Omit. Correct. Omit. Guess what? It's corrections and omissions.
Yes! Great theme. All right, we're on the Discord. If you haven't been to the How Did This Get Made Discord, it's discord.gg/HDTGM. It's free to get on. It's easy to set up, and I love it. I have mine. I have a thriving community. How Did This Get Made has a thriving community. I pop in on both, and our moderators are just absolutely amazing, so I bow down to them. Anyway, Dr. Guts on the Discord writes, at one point midway through the movie, Judith comes home and asks the housekeeper if there are any calls. The housekeeper says that Jack Stanton called and that he's in town. Judith seems legit freaked out. Who made that call? Dr. Guts, are you seriously asking that question? That is like a Paul-level question because I was playing, you know, word scramble on my phone. That was Tom Berenger calling because he had a suspicion, a hunch, and he wanted to catch her in the act. So he, like, baited her. So there's two things at play here. Judith is freaked out because she thinks that someone knows that she killed Jack Stanton. So that was like a fuck you call, right? So she is nervous about what's happening. Then she dresses up as Jack Stanton. I get confusing. Anyway, let's keep that. And then on the other side of it, you had Tom Berenger with a suspicion thinking that maybe Jack Stanton and her did, this is before he knew he was a twin, you know, worked something out, so he wanted to make sure. So he didn't know Jack Stanton was dead. He was calling to find out what her relationship was with him. Boom. That was what was going on. All right, Danimal writes, in the final flashback scene where Tom Berenger is recalling all the events surrounding the murder, there is a brief moment where Judith removes her husband's wallet before dumping him into the toxic boat and hands it over to Jack Stanton. This would explain why, after the subsequent car crash, doctors and paramedics identified Jack as Greta's husband, Dan, and went ahead with the reconstructive surgery. My gosh, Danimal, you figured it out. Where were you before we called my mom? Now it all makes sense. The next one up is from our friend Jackie16. She is a speech-language therapist, and she has some medical background, and she wanted to let us know that psychogenic is just a term. It doesn't really label a specific type of amnesia. Psychogenic really just refers to a condition that has a psychological versus a neurological cause. And yes, Jackie, you are right, but it doesn't sound as cool when you say that. Anyway, let's go to the phones and see what other people have to say about Shattered. First up, Anonymous.
Hi, I just wanted to let you know of a case of transient global amnesia that happened to my mom a couple of years ago. It's like a temporary amnesia that lasts for 24 hours or less, where you forget a bunch of stuff. And it happened to her. She had like a sort of like choking, coughing fit on a piece of food. which I guess caused like a very short-term oxygen deprivation to her brain that caused this transient global amnesia. And the doctor said he sees about 3 cases a year of this in that particular hospital, but then you just recover naturally within a couple hours to 24 hours. So surprisingly common short-term amnesia. Bye.
Okay. Wow. So many kinds of amnesia, and this one sounds kind of fun. But in this movie, I believe it was long-term and never going to come back. They actively needed it not to come back. I mean, that would have been an interesting part of this, too. I guess he kept on having those shattered mirror things, but it wasn't, like, really coming back to him. Anyway, next up. Oh, this is a good one. Matthew, take it away.
Hi, Paul. This is Matthew in Pasadena. So on Sunday that just passed, we were on a road trip to Joshua Tree. So we downloaded a bunch of episodes, and we had just finished listening to the Color of Night podcast with Amy Schumer back in 2014, where a Dr. Jacques Coulardeau had reviewed Color of Night, and then we immediately after listened to the Shattered podcast from just this Friday, where there was also a review from Dr. Jacques Coulardeau. So it seems this Jacques Coulardeau is a major Amazon reviewer of erotic thrillers. And we should double check to see how many other erotic thrillers Jacques Coulardeau has reviewed on Amazon. Anyway, it's just interesting coincidence that we just happened to be listening to 2 Jacques Coulardeau podcasts back to back. Anyway, big fan of the show.
Holy shit, Matthew. We need to go deep. We need to find out about this doctor. People on the Discord who are listening to the show, let's get some more info on this doctor from France. Go to it, internet. And finally, let's hear from Christina in Virginia.
Hey, Paul. It's Christina from Virginia. I wanted to tell you about an experience I had that this movie reminded me of. Many years ago, my husband and boyfriend and I had a terrible accident in Mexico. He was grievously injured. And when it was time to get his face reconstructed, I can tell you they didn't follow any of the procedures your mom laid out, at least not in Mexico. Luckily, it was more than they could handle, so we got back to the States, and the surgeon asked me for every picture I could find of my boyfriend, which I gathered up, but I threw in a few pictures of Hugh Grant, and I was very happy with the results. Thanks. Love the show. Bye.
Christina, you had me, and now I think you're bullshitting me, because, well, wait, you're saying make him my boyfriend, but just a little bit of Hugh Grant, and also, he would wake up and be like, I don't look like myself. There is some bullshit going on here, but you had me on a journey that I was enjoying. If your plastic surgeon, that obviously he knows that Hugh Grant is not your boyfriend and wouldn't be confused by that. There's so many variables here that make that suspect, but I also don't want to be mean to you and say that I'm shutting you down. I don't know how to do that anymore, so I'm just going to say, more proof, please. Back to the Discord. Mr. El Guapo writes, it was mentioned a few times during the episode that the movie was set in San Francisco, but the majority of it is set over the bridge in Marin County. The opening accident happens in Marin County. The surgery takes place in the Marin County Hospital. Both Tom and Corbin's houses and the hacienda are in Marin County. How many times am I going to say Marin County? The car chase through the forest, too. Even the yet-to-be-built Marina Development and the shipwreck are set in, you guessed it, Marin County. The only SF settings were the ones that are like the high-rise office building and the pet shop and the private detective office. And Mr. El Guapo, I say to you, Mr. El Guapo, I'm sorry, are you the mayor of Marin County? Why do you care? We said San Francisco. It had pictures of the Golden Gate Bridge. It's a San Francisco movie, right? We didn't need to get into the nitty-gritty Marin County. Like, what's more exciting? Oh, it's a Marin County set movie. What is that? It's not even really a Napa movie. Anyway, I get your point. But I would argue the two best scenes take place in SF, which is the fax machine out the window and Bob Hoskins' little store. So I'm going to go by the ratio that the best scenes, wherever they're located, that's where the movie's located. So we are right. Next, Discord write-up is from Isselwendy. Isselwendy writes, many other people probably remember this, but a situation very similar to the mistaken identity minus the murder happened in Indiana in 2006. No, I did not know this. A car crash of college students from Taylor University resulted in the death of several students, including Whitney Sarek. But Laura Von Rhein survived with severe injuries, including head trauma. Laura's family noticed some strange discrepancies when she began to wake up, but she still had severe facial trauma and was barely out of her coma. Finally, after she wrote Whitney when asked her name and wrote a different name for her parents, they began to understand there may have been a terrible mistake. They called Whitney's parents for her dental records, and those confirmed that indeed the dead woman was Laura Von Rhein, and the woman who had been in the coma was being cared for by Laura's family. That was actually Whitney Sarek. Part of the issue was somehow the paramedics had assigned Laura's purse and wallet to Whitney. So like Paul's mom said, she came in with identification. And of course, a situation like that, the parents had overlooked some oddities because they were desperate to believe the woman who had survived was indeed their daughter. Their parents wrote a book. Actually, both parents wrote a book called Mistaken Identity, which came out in 2008 and was featured on June's favorite Dateline. Well, whoa, whoa, whoa. I'm going to go back and watch that. That just kind of blew my mind. And it's a much sadder version of this story. And wow, I guess, yeah, there's no way to stop that. I'm really learning a lot about, I'm kind of bummed out about amnesia and facial recognition right now. Anyway, there are so many great questions and omissions this week. But as always, there can only be one winner, and I guarantee you it will not be someone from Marin County. I am sorry, Mr. El Guapo. No, I actually like Marin County. I mean, as much as anyone else does. I don't know if I have a real strong opinion about Marin County. Now that I said it, I'm not lying to you. I'm just saying that I don't have a negative opinion about Marin County. Anyway, who's the winner? My gosh, we even forgot that Dr. Guts missed a very big plot point in the movie. I mean, so many things here. I think the one that gave me the most pleasure is our good friend Matthew from Pasadena, who is opening up a brand new How Did This Get Made? Last Looks mystery, which is more about Dr. Jacques Coulot, the Amazon reviewer of erotic thrillers. Matthew in Pasadena, you, my friend, are the winner, and Katie Morris has composed a song just for you.
Some restrictions apply. All submissions become property of HTTGM. Prizes have no cash value. Basically, you win nothing.
Thank you, Katie. Thank you, Matt. And again, one more time, people, I want you to know that we want to hear from you. Whether you call me up at 619-PAUL-ASK or whether you go on the Discord at discord.gg/HDTGM. That's right. Discord.gg/HDTGM, or come on my Discord. We have a fun time, pop culture conversations, a lot of great people there. You will have a great time when you hang out on the How Did This Get Made and Paul Scheer Discords. Coming up next, Jason and I and Rob Hubel chat about all the things we should be watching, we are watching, and we kind of just let Hubel in on a lot of stuff because he's not watching much of anything.
Want to connect with a family member who doesn't speak your language? Then check out the language learning program Rosetta Stone on desktop or as an app. Rosetta Stone is designed to immerse you in the language you're learning through an intuitive process. Plus, the True Accent feature even gives you feedback on your pronunciation. And with a lifetime membership, you have access to all 25 offered languages. Get started today. Visit rosettastone.com/pod50 to get 50% off your lifetime membership now. That's rosettastone.com/pod50 for 50% off.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. In fact, Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/podcastfree. All lowercase, shopify.com/podcastfree, shopify.com/podcastfree.
Hey, everybody, it's Carl Tart here. You may know me as Sherm from Grand Crew or background football player in the first three seasons of Glee. But what you really know me from is Comedy Bang Bang. Congratulations, Comedy Bang Bang. I've played such characters as Chief Gumshoe, or you may know me as one half of your favorite country music duo, Memphis, Kansas Breeze. I just want to say thank you to Comedy Bang Bang. Thank you to Scott for allowing me to have such a good time with my friends. And I want to say thank you to everybody who likes it and everybody who has been listening for all this time and the very cool group of fans that this show has. If you like those characters that I do and you like everybody else's characters, which I do, you can listen to Comedy Bang Bang wherever you get your podcast. Bye.
We are back, people. How Did This Get Made is at Largo in April. I think there might be a few tickets left for the 10 p.m. show on April 14th. This August, How Did This Get Made is going on tour, so stay tuned for that announcement. And maybe we'll be doing another virtual show soon. But if you're jonesing for a virtual show every Thursday for free, Rob Hubel and I do a show on Twitch. It's at Friendzone. All right, that is twitch.tv/Friendzone. Thursdays 5 to 7, but you can watch the replays there or on my website, which is just YouTube. You know how that works. No, I have a website too. I'm just saying you can watch the recaps. People, I'm not explaining how the internet works. If you got it this far and you're listening to a podcast, we understand you're here. And if you understand how this works, you must be noticing that every week we're doing a new thing with How Did This Get Made's back catalog. We are re-releasing an old episode coming up. This Monday is Jade. We wanted to connect our erotic thrillers. So I hope you sit back and relax. And if you've never heard the episode, you'll be hearing all about fuck houses and sex pillows. And if you have heard it, I encourage you to try to buy that shirt and see if anyone thinks of it as a sex act shirt. I don't think that they will, because my drawing is so bad. Anyway, Jade is back up for you. And I can't wait to see what we have coming up next. All right, and before we wrap up today's show, it's time for me and Jason to talk about all the things that we are watching and are into. And today we have a special guest who is Rob Hubel. But let's do this. It's now time for a Quar Chat.
Quar Chat with Jason and Paul. They'll probably mention something off your radar that you kind of like and something you don't care for at all.
But Jason, we're so excited that you're here. It's been a beat. How have you been? What have you been up to?
Zooks, are you out and about, or are you not still really sequestering?
Not really. I'm pretty much back in the house. I was out and about a little bit before, at the end of the Delta wave and before the Omicron wave. And once Omicron came, I was like, nope, shut it down. Shut it down again, went back into the house, have been here pretty much since. So I'm very, like, I'm excited. Like, this week we have a How Did This Get Made live show at Largo. Yes. And that will be of the first time I will be out in, like, public.
Yeah. Well, you did a show with us at Largo, right? A long time ago. Yeah.
Yeah. That was like in that in-between period where it was like Delta was kind of really quiet. Numbers were low and it was before Omicron hit. That was my first, I did a couple of like outdoor dining. Yeah. I did How Did This Get Made at Largo, and we did a dinosaur show at Largo. And those were my first real going out into the world kind of, like, I still haven't been to the supermarket or whatever.
Yeah, both you guys were going to go to Telluride. People that don't know, we usually do this Telluride Comedy Festival. And then at the last minute, both of you guys had to bail. And I went and I had to take my family.
Oh, man.
Oh, boy. My family.
Are you still thinking about cloning your daughter?
You know, it's complicated, but short answer, yes, we might.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Cool. Yeah. And that's it's getting cheaper now. It's kind of like that technology.
It's getting cheaper. They almost have the technology worked out. Like, almost. There's still some kinks. You know, there's still some bugs.
I have a friend who got his son cloned, and he came out really like
angry, violent, and
yeah,
angry.
That's the
and when you say they've still got some bugs, it's literally like bug stuff. Like they're having a lot of Jeff Goldblum fly kind of scenarios.
Yeah, they literally like, break down.
Like the Nightmare Before Christmas at the end, you know, Oogie Boogie comes apart and he's just filled with bugs and worms and stuff. And like that's the problem. That's been the problem. So they're working on it. And the violent thing is real, you know. And our daughter is very strong physically. And so we're worried that if we clone her now with this company that we're interested in, that she will, you know, be able to murder us. So,
you know what, you might need that later in life. You know, if things keep going the way they're going, you might want like a bunch of very strong children to protect you.
You have to talk to my friend who builds backyard corrals, because what you can do is you can clone. If you're going to do it, you clone five at a time. You throw them in the corral, and then that way they're not in the house. But then you can kind of see who will be the survival of the fittest, who's going to, you know, then you have that for.
I don't know the laws in California. Like, can you have a bunch of sort of clone zombie kids in the corral in your backyard?
Clone corrals are totally legal because they're clones. You know, you have to feed them and, you know, bathe them but you hose them down. You're fine.
You can crate them too. If they're crate trained, they'll be really good. You know?
But my actual human daughter, she does not sleep in the backyard, right?
She's the alpha. She's the alpha. She is the Boba Fett, and the rest are the clone army.
I see.
You know, Boba is a pure clone of Jango Fett, the rest of the clone army are manipulated by the Kaminoans. Yeah, go ahead.
How is Boba Fett, by the way? I haven't watched it yet.
Get the fuck out of here. What?
I haven't watched it
yet. But Rob says it like he's ever going to watch it. Like, Rob,
I will.
You told me that you stopped watching the first season of Deadwood because you liked it so much you didn't want it to be over.
I got like all the way to almost the end of Deadwood and I didn't
wait,
want it
almost
to
end. The end of the series or just first season?
The series.
Okay.
Okay.
And also,
I understand that because it is
Lost.
Deadwood is, oh my God. Well, Lost, I heard. Lost kind of goes off the rails. But Deadwood, other than finishing a little soft because it finishes, they didn't know they were going to be finishing.
Yeah.
It is pound for pound, like top three television show of all time.
I will say that.
Just listen to the Deadwood Boys podcast.
Ooh, I did not know about the Deadwood.
It's not real.
I was gonna say it is a fake
podcast that I do that is in direct opposition to Andy Daly's Bonanza podcast. Yes.
I have not watched Deadwood movie.
I forget sometimes that my dumb podcast jokes other people don't know about.
I heard it and I was like, I think that that's a Bonanza, but I was like, maybe there is one, because at this point everyone's doing a recap show. All of a sudden, you're gonna have like you're gonna have Timothy Oliphant being like, "Welcome back! All right, let's go to episode 2."
I'm sure that there has to be one.
Oh, I'm certain there are Deadwood ones. I don't think there's one that is like the people involved, which I would love. If you really want incredible Deadwood content, the DVD extras are show how Milch writes, which is lying down on the ground voicing all the dialogue. So he'll be like, Swearingen, fuck you fucking cocksucker, get out of my nope, take it back. Swearingen, you fucking cocksucker, get the fuck out of my wait, no, take it back, fuck you know. And it like it's and the person is like it's great.
There was a moment in NYPD Blue, which David Milch also wrote on, it's in this book, Difficult Men, where they all came to set. They didn't have a script. David Milch came down to set, like looked at everybody, and then with his fingers, like, okay, Dennis Farina, you say blah, 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 blah. David Caruso, you say this, and you say that. And then he goes into a long, like 2-minute long monologue that David Caruso is going to say. He's like, and then you say that. All right, shoot that. And no one wrote it down. Like he just that was going to be captured in one way. And people are like, what do we do?
On Deadwood, he would write full new pages, massive long monologues on the day. And then like Ian McShane would get them and Milch had wanted to cast Ed O'Neill.
Yes.
Bundy. Who he'd later cast in John from Cincinnati. He wanted him to play Al Swearengen. And HBO was like, no, thank you. So he cast Ian McShane, who turns in an incredible performance.
One of the
and
best.
Milch would be there like, he's ruining the show. He's ruining the show.
Watching literally one of the classic characters on TV, like, oh. I heard at one point somebody said, he looked at them and said, Ed O'Neill would do such a better job with this.
And Ian McShane is like giving a masterclass in acting. It's incredible.
And by the way, no offense to Ed O'Neill, who I actually think is a very good actor.
Oh, but and like, he's great in John from Cincinnati, which is a flawed show.
But like, there's something about Swearengen being British also, which is like the divide, the cultural divide, everything. Like, there's this something that you would never get from Ed O'Neill in that role.
Are any of the Deadwood people on Cameo? I'm gonna get someone.
Oh, I bet they are. Oh. What's interesting is when you watch Deadwood now, you're watching a show in which like there's an episode in which there's an arc that with a very young Kristen Bell in it. There's an arc with there's an episode with a baby Nick Offerman nude. There are people populating Deadwood just because there's so much coming and going that are like you're like, oh my God. Like when you watch it again years later, you are blown away.
The one thing that I mean, the David Milch stories that you can get, that book, Difficult Men, is a great example of like great David Milch stories. But there's one that I learned when we were shooting NTSF up in Santa Clarita, where they had the ranch, the Deadwood Ranch,
the largest ever set built for anything.
It's so epic.
I wonder if it's still there.
Oh, it is. It's still standing. Okay. And people use it. Quentin Tarantino used it, I think, for Django or like whenever you see. I mean, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood also was shot there. Like it's the premier Old West set. Yeah, so if you're seeing a movie, that's it. Not like the Year One set that we shot on, which was like millions of dollars that at the end of shooting, like this was a set. It was so gigantic. It had multiple alleyways, so big. And when we left, I said to Harold Ramis, I was like, what are they going to do with this? This is such a massive set. And he was like, apparently the studio sold it to be a paintball place. So I guess you could run around and just shoot paintball on like
columns with like Roman columns or something. Yeah.
So in Shreveport, Louisiana, there's a giant biblical paintball set. But so this amazing Old West set, he's shooting John from Cincinnati next. That's his follow-up show to Deadwood. And that's all about like surf culture. And it takes place in Santa Monica. But Milch is so kind of caught in his own things that he's like, they're like, all right, so we're going to get you offices in Santa Monica so you'd be close to set. And he's like, no, we're not leaving here. And they had to recreate Santa Monica on the Old West sets. Like he never left. Like, so he built everything in
I love that.
The mountains in Santa Clarita when all they need to do is like move everything 30 minutes to the water.
He's the best. He's the best. Amazing.
All right, that was Core Chat. And you can catch some of that kind of conversation or a longer version of it on twitch.tv/friendzone, and it's Thursdays with Rob and Paul. Now that we got shattered out of the way, let's talk about next week's movie. We are going from Amnesia Emergency Bags to Biker Gangs. I didn't even really try to go for any sort of connection. I just said things. Anyway, next week we are watching Stone Cold, which I can't wait for you to watch. Here's a short breakdown of the plot. A tough Alabama cop is blackmailed by the FBI into going undercover in a violent Mississippi biker gang. This movie is so off the radar, it doesn't even have a Rotten Tomatoes review, so you know it's going to be good. And I tell you, it is good. It is available on YouTube, so find it. But let's take a listen to the trailer, which is a little bit different. It's a little bit more of a specialty trailer, if you will.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Brian Bosworth.
You know, all my life, people have had the wrong idea about me.
I don't like cops who make up the rules as they go.
They say I push things just a little too far. They accuse me of being insensitive. They basically say that I lack the ability to get along with others. So just to prove these people wrong,
I decided to join a very exclusive and private club. Oh, yes, it's very plush. And the membership? Very select. And games. We play some games.
You can watch Stone Cold, like I said, on YouTube. It is on Prime Video, but with the Riff Tracks guys on it. So I don't think you want to watch that version, only because you won't be enjoying the movie without them commenting on it. But if that's the only way you can watch it, you can do it. But it's also on YouTube. Anyway, check your local library. Maybe they have it. Maybe they have the script just in the shelves next to Moby Dick. I don't know. But yeah, Stone Cold, you will find it. I know it's out there for you. And anyway, people, remember to rate and review this show. This is Last Looks. It helps us. It helps everything flow. We keep an open door, an open free door for you all when you rate and review and tell your friends. So visit us on social media at HDTGM. And for commercial free access to How Did This Get Made and our entire archive and so, so much more, sign up for Stitcher Premium for a free 1 month trial. Use the offer code BONKERS. A big thank you to our producers, Cody Fisher and Molly Reynolds, our engineer, Devin Bryant and Consigliere, and our publisher, July Diaz. And by the way, people, due to them and you, we just won an AMBY, which is from the Podcast Academy. The Academy Award of Podcasting is what they told us. And we won for Best Comedy Podcast. And it's because of all of you listening, which is why I put it here at the end of the show. I should have said it at the beginning, but I didn't. I'm sorry. But a big thank you to all the people who make this show happen, who I just mentioned right there. Because without them, this show doesn't run. And without you, no one buys an ad or keeps the lights on. So we couldn't do it without you. Thank you. Thank you so much. We'll see you next week for Stone Cold, which is our gift to you. Seriously.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. In fact, Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/podcastfree. All lowercase, shopify.com/podcastfree, shopify.com/podcastfree.
Hey, it's Jason Mantzoukas, wishing Scott and everybody else of all stars and stripes a happy 15th anniversary, Comedy Bang Bang. You goddamn did it. Eat shit. Hang on, man. Come and be bang, bang.